but the Holy Spirit is in charge. I just want to lift up verse number one. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Turn that pressure into praise. Turn that pressure into praise. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, turn that pressure into praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are living in a time now, hallelujah, that there are all kinds of troubles. And every time you look around, somebody is either being killed or somebody is being evicted in their home and somebody is sick. I don't know about you, but that's pressure. And I don't know about you, but God has a way of restoring us, and God has a way of giving us peace in the midst of the storm. Can I prophesy to someone today? You know that you're in pressure. You have pressure. But God wants to know, can you praise me while you're in pressure? Can you handle me and call unto me who I can move things in your life and that stress in your life? Can you praise me? God wants your praise. I don't know about you, but dealing with pressure and stress can be complicated sometimes without the life of Jesus in your life. And I don't know about you, that sometimes that pressure, hallelujah, get the best of us. Come on, somebody. If I got any witness here, it doesn't matter how holy you are. Come on. It doesn't matter who you look like. It doesn't matter what you own. You're going to have some pressure. Pressure can't stop my education. Oh, Lord Jesus. Pressure. It was pressure that I got here this morning. The hot water wasn't running. Come on, somebody. But come on, I got a pot. Come on, somebody. And put some water in the pot. You got to know how to deal when pressure comes. And I learned how to deal with it. This year, we are looking forward for great breakthroughs and miracles. But I challenge you as a believer, we are not exempt from pressure. Oh, come on, somebody. You can be living in peace, and the time you step out of your door, there's pressure. Pressure in your school. Pressure on your job. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Pressure in your marriage. Pressure in your relationship. There's pressure everywhere, but there is a key today. If you would just praise God, quit poking out your lip. Come on, somebody. Quit grumbling and complaining about the situation, but start praising him. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? God don't want his people to react, but God wants his people to respond. Oh, good God. Am I in the right place here? When I respond to what God said to me in his word, the Holy Ghost shows up. He shows up and give me peace. He shows up and tell me how good God is. And I don't know about you, but I need some positives in my life. Come on, somebody. I don't need that negativity. Come on, somebody. If you're negative, don't come in my house. If you got a bad attitude, don't come in my house. And a lot of times, we allow things to come in our house. But I'm here to let you know, some of us got pressure. We got pressure because we are saved. Come on, somebody. I thought when I got saved, everything was going to be hunky-dory. But I found out that my life was full of stress because the devil didn't want me to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I'm here to stop by to tell you, true believers, just because you are saved, hallelujah, God will give you the strength that you need. I don't know about you, but I done told God, don't take me out of the problem, but help me to walk through the situation. Because sometimes God wants to grow you up. Sometimes in your situation, God wants to mold you and shape you. And I don't know about you, I just don't want to just have and come to church. I want to hear a word from God. I want to take the word of God and apply it to my life. This Bible here that I'm talking about here, there's a lot of application. And we got to learn how to take the word of God, apply it to the situation. And we rather pick up newspapers. We rather pick up magazines to tell us who we are. But I'm stopped by to tell you, true believers, if you keep on praising God like you do, if you keep on worshiping him in spirit and in truth, God, hallelujah, will give you your breakthrough. I wonder if anybody need a breakthrough this morning, give God some praise. I wonder if everybody want to be healed, give God some praise. If you want more money, give God some praise. I don't know about you, but the praise, the weapon, praise is your weapon. Satan don't like praise because he knows how powerful praise is. Because he used to be the chief physician. The chief musician, didn't he not? But because he got beside himself, God had to boot him out of heaven. I don't know about, and he's mad, but I don't know about you, but I'm going to bless the Lord. I don't care when he comes at me. Come on, somebody. He can come at my money. He can come at my health, but I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. Anybody in here, are you going to bless the Lord at all times? And some of us today, we put pressure on ourselves. We have to learn between what the devil is doing and what we are doing, amen. Some of us are trying to accomplish many tasks throughout the day. That's pressure. Some of us are trying to stay on top of our bills. That's pressure. We are robbing Peter to pay Paul. Can I get a witness somewhere? But I'm telling you here that's not enough. There's all other pressure. That peer pressure. Come on, somebody. That's folks who don't want you to have anything. That's pressure. And I learned not to listen to all my friends. I learned not to give in to their suggestion. And if it don't line up with the word of God, I don't want to hear it. Come on, somebody. If you're not talking to me what God has to say, don't tell me nothing. We got pressure. Some of us are facing pressure of raising a child. Come on, somebody. I heard that a 10-year-old, I think it was, shot his mother. Woo, come on, somebody. The devil is busy. But I'm here to let you know, true believers, and I hope you believe with me, that God is busier. Come on, put your hands together. God knows how to orchestrate your problems. He knows how to orchestrate your problems. And some of us, and this is the kicker here, and I believe this is why a lot of us are at the point of where we're at. Because some of us have too much expectations on ourselves. Come on, somebody. I learned how to enjoy who I am. If my neighbor don't like who I am, that's all right. But I learned that I enjoy myself. Come on. And I'm not trying to be conceited, but I'm trying to let you know that folks try to put you down because they ain't got nothing. Somebody better give God some praise. You got to stop putting expectations on yourself. Everybody's not going to love you. Everybody's not going to come to your house and come to your house and give you gifts. Sometimes we are reluctant. Can I say to you, sometimes we are reluctant to handle our problems God's way. Am I right about it? As soon as a problem comes, guess what we're doing? We are calling our neighbors. Come on, somebody. And they'll tell you, if it's me, child, come on, somebody. I wouldn't see, but you ain't me. Come on, somebody. Somebody give God. Oh, you're listening to this. You ain't me. Come on, somebody. But folks don't care these days. Come on. It used to be a time that I could open my door and leave it open and take a nap. But now I can't. I got to lock the doors and shut down the screens. And sometimes I got to call off the phone because folks will call you with that negativity. That's pressure. And I don't want pressure. We need to learn how to follow God's instructions when it comes down to solving problems. Well, I'm going to give in the background of the text, and I'm going to hurry it along. This text, this song was written in the time when David pretended to be insane before Amalek. And Saul was after him. And I'm here to let you know, true believers, just because you are anointed, there are some folks out there don't like how God is using you. See, Saul messed up when he became disobedient. And I don't know about you, but some of us are disobedient. We don't want to be obedient unto God. And then God has to suck that anointing away from you and give it to somebody else. Can I get a witness? I don't know about you, but it's time for us to stop playing games. We're living in a time where folks are playing games in church. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on no seesaw. I don't want to be on no swings and slide down the little thing that we are playing church. If you look in the book of Acts and Ananias and Sapphira, oh Jesus, they was playing games. Come on, somebody. They wasn't being truthful with themselves and the Holy Ghost. And they died that very, come on, somebody. Some of us done died spiritually because we are playing games. Playing games in church. And I'm here to let you know that David, at a time, Saul was throwing javelins at him. Saul chasing so bad that he went into a foreign land of the Philistines and he hid in caves. And I don't know about you, but he was under some pressure. But I'm here to let you know, stop running. Come on, somebody, and start rejoicing. I'm here to let you know to stop running and start praising God. Because the moment you praise God, the moment he inhabits the praise of his people. I wonder if there's anybody that God wants to inhabit in you. Are you a praiser or are you something else? But prove to me right now by putting your hands together if you're a praiser. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. And David many times had messed up himself. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes he looked through the window, he saw a woman. Come on, somebody. Some of us ought to pull down our blinds. Come on, somebody. Can I get an amen? Some of us ought to stop looking out of the window. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you need to shut the door instead of cracking the door to see who it is. Come on. Am I telling the truth? Give God some praise. We got to stop. Oh, I feel this thing right here, Pastor. Because you know God wants to do the miraculous in your life. But you got to do something yourself. You got to open it up to your lips. And you got to give him the praise. Praise is what I do. I don't care what I go through. I learned, Pastor, that trouble don't last always. I learned, Pastor, that I got to look to the hills where coming my help, and my help comes from the Lord. Some of us are looking up and we ain't seeing nothing. That's because our faith is a little shaky right now. But I'm here to let you know that you got to walk by faith and not by sight. But if you're a bold believer, you can call those things that be not as though they were. There's three things I want to leave with you. God's people often try to rid themselves from their fears and their pressure and their stress by trusting in their own efforts, by making matters more worse than it is. There are some things that I just got to learn how to get my hands off of. Come on, somebody. I learned as a child that if the stove is hot, you don't put your hands on the stove. Come on, somebody. We got to learn how to not give God the praise. We got to learn how to not allow God to do his thing. Somebody, all of us, sometime at one point, we want to force God's hands on the situation. We can't wait. I learned we can't wait. But I'm here to let you know you cannot solve a spiritual problem. Come on, somebody, with human efforts. I don't know about you, but God told us a lot of times when we're in trouble, it don't make sense for me to praise. Sometimes when folks are against me and pushing on me, but Jesus said, turn the other cheek. That don't match up. Come on, somebody. But if I do what God tells me to do, he will make my enemies my footstool. I wonder if anybody got enemies right now. Give God some praise, because he'll give you peace that passeth all understanding. Peace. Peace that passeth all understanding. Point number one, when pressure arises, that's the time to bless the Lord. I will bless you over God at all times. That in all of my situation, I will bless the Lord. David here was expressing how the goodness of God when he was in a situation. And I'm here to let somebody know that are here. You are in a situation, but I'm here to let you know, once you come and receive Jesus, once you come and receive your healing, hallelujah, I believe, come on somebody, I believe that your trouble is going to be all over. If I'm speaking to you, give God some praise. I don't know about you, hallelujah, but I got to talk to God. I got to praise God. I got to thank God in my tough times. Amen, somebody. I got to do it. Look to your neighbor and say, you got to do it. God exists that his people to continue to give him praise no matter what. Our everyday lives should be filled with praise. Some of us ought to be grateful for what we have. I don't know about you that we wait sometimes till we get big things in our lives. That's when we want to open up our mouths. Come on, somebody. But I'm here to let you know I'm grateful for the little things that God has done. Come on. Did he not wake you up this morning? Did he not start you on your way? You need to give God's praise for the very breath that you have. Hallelujah. God wants us to have it all. But I'm here to know, God wants to know when I put a test on you where you do the right thing. And I don't think a lot of time, pastor, folks are not doing the right thing. Am I in the right place here? A lot of us are falling short. Come on, somebody. That means that I'm not perfect. Come on. But I serve a perfect God. And that's Jesus. Come on, somebody. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and mighty star. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about nobody else, the Pope. I'm talking about Jesus. That Jesus. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 5:20, always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petitions. Come on, somebody, with thanksgiving, present your body and your requests unto God. You got to do some things before you can come to God. You got to give him the praise and repent. Come on, somebody. But if you come to Jesus just as you are, God can straighten it out. He can straighten it out. That's why I love to call on his name. I don't need nobody to pump me up to give God some praise. I know God for myself. I know where God has brought me through. Anybody been brought through something, give God the praise. If God has done something to you, give him the praise. Stop walking around with your head down, but look up where your help comes from. Your help don't come from the government. Your help don't come from other folks. Your help and my help come from the Lord. I don't know about you, but it's time to praise the Lord right now. It's time to give him the praise right now. I believe that once you praise God, he releases that pressure. And I don't know about you, but I got the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Why? Because number two, when pressures arise, I must acknowledge him. Oh, come on, somebody. We always want to point the finger at somebody else. Amen. Eve said that the devil made me do it. And then Adam said the woman that you gave me made me do it. We got to take responsibility for our actions. If you are a believer, God has not left you yet. Come on, somebody. God is working out that situation. But he wants to know, can you praise me? Can you praise me if they reap or lose your car? Can you praise me if they give your eviction notice? Can you praise him when you come into the house of God? Folks are looking at you. Folks are cutting their eyes at you. Folks willing to want you to shut up. But I'm here to let you know, when folks come at you, that ain't nothing but education. Some of us gotta have some education. Some of us gotta grow up. I hear God say that you need to take the training wheels off. We're always looking for other folks. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me move on. We are living in the last days. Evil is lurking at everybody. And if you're not careful, the devil will stand at your door. But I'm here to let you know, in 1 Corinthians 4 and 9, we are in trouble on every side, but yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not distressed. I'm here to let you know that a Christian life is like a tea bag. Hallelujah. It is not worth anything unless it goes through some hot water. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? If you're in some hot water, give God some praise. You got to learn that God has to mold you and shape you into his likeness. I learned in James 1 and 2 and 4. He said, now, brethren, count it all joy when you fall in different temptation. And knowing this, that the trying of your faith work patience. Some of us don't have no patience. But you prayed and asked God for patience. And God sent you an impatient person. Oh, come on, somebody. God wants to grow us up. God wants them praise. Amen. Your praise is your weapon. The moment you pray, I know that God is working it out in your life. But this is what Isaiah 40 and 29 and 31. He give power to the faint, and to them who have no might, he increases youth shall fall faint and be weary, but the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I don't know about you, but I praise God for my help. I praise God for what I need. I praise God because I need his strength. Come on. Some of us, hallelujah. Some of us, can I say this? Some of us are grieving the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Because we come against each other. Because we are mad at each other. And God can't move in the church. But I learned that the church is good as his people. Come on, somebody. God does not dwell in temple made by hand. But you got to know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You better give God some praise right now. You got to thank God that he's given you empowerment. Jeremiah 23 and 3 says, I am a God at hand, says the Lord. I'm not God far off. Some of us been praying to God, and it seems that he's overseas. It seems that he won't come to my door. It seems that he's coming at everybody's door but mine. But I'm here to let you know, God has not forgotten about you. God wants something extra from you. God wants to know that, can you praise me? God wants to know that you will keep lifting me up. God wants to know, can you deal with adversities in your life? I don't know about you, but I thank God for my strength. Number three, when pressure arises, God has a way of delivering you. Oh, all of us ought to be giving God some praise. Because he delivers us. The blessing of the Lord is never unseasonable. His praise should continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Some of us need to put our praise where our mouth is. Come on, somebody. We want to hide our praise. We don't want to praise God for how somebody might look at us. We don't want to praise God because we don't think God is God. But I heard a song that said that God is real. He's real in my soul. I don't know about you. Is God real in your soul? We ought to give God a hand clap of praise. God is real. Hallelujah. God knows how to deliver. Job 5 and 19 said that he shall deliver thee in six troubles, and yet in seven shall no evil touch thee. Psalms 34 and 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. I thank God for delivery of all the mess that I came through. I thank God that he delivered me for the confusion in my life. I thank God for delivering me because I could have been out of my mind. I could have been a robber. I could have been a thief. But God stepped in. I want to know if God ever stepped in your life. Give God some praise. I thank God because he took me from back of the pew. And now I stand before you and declare the Lord. I'm here to let you know, my friends, it was God dealing in my life. Can I be honest and give a testimony, Pastor? I'm here to let you know, hallelujah, I was in the shot house. Come on, somebody. I was drinking liquor and not communion. Come on, somebody. I was doing everything that the devil wanted me to do. I was trying to get home at 6 o'clock in the morning and try to get ready for the 11 o'clock service. Some of us know that we are still drunk. Come on, somebody. We are still high. But I used to slip in the back. I had a pastor say, come up and pray. Some of us didn't know when I came up, I was staggering. I was confused. I was high. But once I got on my knees, and I ask Almighty God to change me, rearrange me, and look at me now. I'm brand new. Hallelujah. God can do the miraculous if you would trust. If you would just trust and give him praise. I'm about to close now. I'm about to let you know somebody's here. You're looking for a breakthrough. But I'm here to let you know you got to do something. You got to step out in faith. You got, oh, come on, somebody. And when you step out in faith behind those pews, give God the praise. Because God inhabits the praise. In other words, when the praises go up, the blessing come down. Can I get a witness? When the praises go up, healing comes down. When the praise get up, hallelujah, I'm delivered. I'm set free. Anybody wants to be set free today, I dare you to get on your feet and give God some praise right now. I dare you to stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Be honest with God. Come down to this altar. Let us lay hands on you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good all the time. I don't know about you, but I don't want a part-time blessing. I want to be made whole. You got to be like that sister who had an issue of blood. Anybody know what I'm talking about? She had a blood problem. But she said, and she heard that Jesus was stopping by. Hallelujah, somebody. And she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be made whole. Some of you, God is saying, how bad do you want it? If you want it really bad, come up right now and let God fill you with his glory. If you want it right now, church, let's be for real today. Come on up to the altar. Let the pastor and I pray for you. I don't know about you, but the Bible says this in James 5 and 16. If any among you are sick, call for the elder of the church. He will anoint his head with oil. His sins will be forgiven. Hallelujah. And he will be healed. If you're in a tough situation, in 2011, I believe if you step out on faith, I believe if you confess God's word over that situation, God will bring you out. Is there one today? Let's be for real. Is there one today? You know who you are. This message was for you. Come on. One thing I had a problem with, hallelujah, is that people were looking at me. But I don't know about you, but I heard that death's a time for desperate measures. And I had to get to God. And while I was coming towards God, God delivered me. That's one today. You know you need a healing. You know that you've been frustrated. I want to ask a question right now. Let's be honest in the sanctuary. How many of us are under some frustration right now? Come on, raise your hands. Come down to this altar right now. Come on. Come on down. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Come. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down who you are. If you are frustrated, come on down. Come on, let God do what he needs to do in your life. Amen. Well, I'm going to walk. Come on, somebody. Don't think because I preach the word of God that I'm not going through something. Come on, somebody. The devil is a liar. See, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because this is the power of God. And God will deliver you. Come on. Come on. Come on. God said, come on. Whoever you are, come on. I'm making this appeal. Come on, just step out on faith. You don't have to tell me what it is. Come on, whoever you are. Come on, you raised your hand. Hallelujah. Come on, step out on faith. Come on, step out on faith. Now, I just got to say this, Pastor, and then I'm finished. I'm finished. I remember one time as being a boy that graduated, I was going to Gaston High back in 1978. And I was on the track meet. And I won all my track meet. I won everything. The 100-yard dash, the 220, hallelujah. I won everything that day. And I felt so good about myself that I wanted to run and go tell my mother about it. But as I was leaving the school and I got halfway home, there was some white folks driving in a Chevrolet. And he said, nigga, go home. They throw beer bottles at me and trying to run me over, hallelujah. And I was mad for a long time. I was mad for a long time. I wanted to kill white people. But because God has come into my heart now, hallelujah, I don't carry that bitterness no more. Oh, you got to give God some praise. He'll take away bitterness. Bitterness is an evil spirit. And it will rob the very thing that God is trying to put inside of you. That's why you got to come to the altar today. If you're like me and you're bitter, you're frustrated, you're mad, you got to come to the altar. Come right now, just as you are. And I don't know about you, but I just had to step out on faith. I had to do it. Let us all stand.